Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
After the hour, thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Richard Berman is our guest. Rick's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, president of Berman & Company. Rick, tell us about Berman.
Well, you know, long story short is I decided that the right needed to have an access to the Internet with solid economic information, just like the left had taken over the Internet early on. And so I've been out, not lobbying members of Congress, I've been out lobbying the public with information that they don't normally get.
Well, and you do that well, by the way. And one, of course, we just got through talking about recent reporting on China, the influence China has is increasingly having on the movie industry, the U.S. movie industry. But you've given us some good reports over the years on a number of things like minimum wage, and I wanted to ask your opinion. You're a pretty good hand at the political scene, too. I want to get your opinion on we got an election coming up, and in a few hours. And so, when you look into your crystal ball, regarding some of the areas you cover, like minimum wage, like the overtime rules that are going to hit in December 1st, what do you see in a Clinton administration? What do you see happening?
Well, first of all, if I can just bridge back for half a second here, if people want to know more information about the China issue, go to ChinaOwnsUs.com.
ChinaOwnsUs.com. Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Okay, now.
Thank you. Thank you.
To go back to the Clinton.
Berman and Company.com?
It's Berman Co. Berman Co.
Berman Co.
.com.
Yeah. .com. Okay, good.
So talking about the Clinton administration, well, you know, the philosophy of the Clinton administration, as well as the Obama administration, quite frankly, to the degree that they can get stuff through Congress, has been one that is designed to redistribute income. Any way you slice it, that's what they're up to. Now, they redistribute income lots of different ways. One way is through wage mandates. So you get something like minimum wage or labor policy that is designed,
or the living wage.
Yeah, the living wage, right. It's simply designed to see to it that the government determines how much somebody's labor is worth. And, you know, I've oftentimes said that lots of people get paid more than they need. Lots of people get paid less than they need, but nobody gets paid based on their needs.
Right.
People get paid based upon what their value is to the particular employer.
Right.
But
one of my bosses told me that a long time ago when I was asking for a raise. He said, "Jim, you're only worth so much to this company."
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Right. And
that was a rude awakening for a young boy.
Yeah, kind of nasty way to put it, but that's the truth.
I've never forgotten it.
Because it was nasty.
Well, and it was true.
Yeah. Well, do you think
she will push harder for the minimum wage now that she's being pulled? See, I'm differentiating between Hillary 2008 and Hillary 2016. Also, I'm differentiating between Hillary 2016 and our 2017 and Obama 2016.
Well,
she's going to be farther to the left than he is, isn't she?
She will, because she's being pulled over there by Bernie Sanders and by Elizabeth Warren. And, you know, she needs to be looking over her shoulder, because she gets elected 4 years later. She wants to run again. And, you know, there will be people coming at her from the left. Just like, you know, remember when Ted Kennedy went against Jimmy Carter in the primaries in his second election? So she's got to be wondering about that. And she's got to be wondering about the backlash from the far left now that she's elected.
Mm-hmm.
So she'll go for $12. She might even go for $15 over an extended period of time, despite the fact that the Congressional Budget Office says you'll lose millions of jobs if you do that.
Millions. Oh, yeah. No question about it.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you something. There's a train wreck coming with this Department of Labor overtime exemption increase.
Exactly right.
I'm calling it the little brother of Obamacare.
Yep. they're all designed to redistribute income. And, you know, if you don't get it done through the tax code, you can get it through either unionization, regulation, which they're promoting, or through wage mandates. It's all about redistributing income and the and the government knowing how much other people should.
So you think she's going to be even to a greater degree, she'll be pushing that ideology even greater than Obama has.
Oh yeah, I mean she's going to push a bigger increase.
Do you think a Trump administration would be different?
A Trump administration, did you say?
How would it be different?
Well, first of all, it wouldn't have all the crazy stuff that she's trying to do. You know, so let's just talk about it.
He's no conservative.
A Trump administration is a bigger unknown because he hasn't come out with as many policy prescriptions as he has. So you don't know. Now, of course, both of them are going to be constrained somewhat by what the makeup of the Congress is.
Right.
You know, if you keep the Senate in Republican hands, which now it's right
everything.
On the bubble, you know, that's where anybody who speculates as to what
everything.
She's going to be able to do is probably, in deep water if you're trying to justify your position because you can't really tell.
Rick, I have a new hashtag, God help us. What do you think?
We need divine intervention or something else.
We need divine help. Hey, Rick, I need those websites again, please.
Berman Co., BERMANCO.com, ChinaOwnsUs.com, and if you want to know more about the minimum wage, go to MinimumWage.com, which is also one of my websites.
Hey, Rick, good job today. Will you come back soon?
Anytime you ask.
You're always welcome here. Rick Berman, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.